Stop. Breathe. Before you say one more violent thing to yourself, stop. You didn't ruin everything. You are not back at zero. And this moment is not proof that you cannot change. It is just a moment. That is all. A moment. Right now, the most important thing is not what you did 5 minutes ago. It is what you do next. And what most men do next is this. They attack themselves. They say things like, I'm pathetic, I'm disgusting, I ruined it. I always do this, nothing is changing. I knew I couldn't do it. That is the second spiral. Sometimes even worse than the first one. So we are not doing that here. Not today. Take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. And exhale slowly. Again. You are human, and part of being human is this. Mistakes, messiness, sloppy moments, emotions, desire, learning, and trying again. That doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. And in a world that keeps trying to turn everyone into polished machines, what you still have left is your humanity. So honor it. Do not hate yourself for being human. Do not use this moment as an excuse to go deeper into shame. Do not make this one moment mean something permanent about who you are. Because it doesn't. What matters now is that you return. That is power. That is self-command too. Say this out loud now. I'm not disgusting. I'm human. Again, I'm not disgusting, I'm human. Now say, I made a choice. I do not need to punish myself to change. Again, I made a choice and I do not need to punish myself to change. Good. Now hear this clearly. A slip is not the same thing as a collapse. A mistake is not the same thing as an identity. And the hard moment is not the same thing as failure. You are still in this. You are still learning. You are still capable of change. In fact, the way you respond after a slip may teach you more about real self-command than the moments that go perfectly. Because this is where trust is rebuilt, right here in the aftermath. When you do not abandon yourself, when you don't turn on yourself, when you don't say, well, I already messed up, so who cares? No, you care now. You care by returning. You care by not making it worse. You care by not stacking shame on top of activation. You care by coming back to life. Now ask yourself, what would help me return right now? Water, bathroom, fresh air, washing your face, making the bed, stepping outside, putting the phone away, cleaning one thing. Choose one. Small is fine. This is not about earning redemption. This is about re-entering your life. Now say this. Whatever happened, I am back now. Again. Whatever happened, I am back now. Now say this. Mistakes do not erase progress. Again, mistakes do not erase progress. And this. I can choose to believe a different story. I can choose to believe a different story. Good. Let's take one more breath together. You are safe. You are not doomed. You are not beyond help. And you are not the story shame is trying to sell you right now. The old conditioning says, see, this is who you really are. But that is not the truth. The truth is, you are learning. You are interrupting old programming. You are building a different relationship with yourself. And sometimes, that process is imperfect. That is okay. You don't need to be perfect here. You need to return. And that's all. Return to your body. Return to the room. Return to your day. Return to your life. And let this moment be exactly what it is. A moment you can learn from. Not a weapon to use against yourself. Now go do one small action that says, I'm back. I love you and I'm proud of you.